Welcome to Chayil, Torah Tools for Serenity and Joy.
The Rambam says that it's up to us to choose how much we feel Hashem in our lives. We can increase the connection and increase the connection, and the connection is limitless, or we can lessen and lessen that connection until it is barely felt at all. And the choice is up to us how much we think about it in our minds. It is said that Torah and Yisrael and Hashem are all one. In what sense are they all one? I'm here in my physical body, and the Torah is there in the scroll, and Hashem is up there in heaven. So in what way are we all one? It's explained that when I, a Yid, think about an aspect of Torah, the Torah is actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention and thoughts condensed. Clearly, it's not all of Hashem's thoughts, but as much as He wants to give over to us. All of the Torah has originated in Hashem's thoughts. So Hashem's thoughts are the Torah, even though the Torah is not all of Hashem's thoughts. But when I, a Yid, think about the Torah, which is Hashem's intention, then through that I become one with Hashem and with the Torah. And through that oneness, I create a total oneness, and that connection, that oneness that I have. Kol hadavek l'tahar tahar, whenever I connect myself with my mind to think about the Torah, which is Hashem's intention in the Torah, then I create a wholesomeness and a purity that spreads throughout my mind. Now, it sounds very high and lofty, but in actual fact, that is what takes place every single time I think about any aspect of Torah, any aspect of mitzvahs, any aspect of learning, any aspect of Hashem. Hashem, in His great goodness and love for us, has given us over 6 constant mitzvahs. Over 6, because I hope that Be'ezras Hashem will talk about various constant mitzvahs, and that there are actually more than 6 mitzvahs that we can fulfill on a constant basis. And anytime we think about Hashem, this is a mitzvah. We're doing a mitzvah, and at the same time, we're creating this peace, this oneness, this dveikus with the goodness of the world. That all we have to do is tune into it, and we're there. Lo b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim. It's not something that's distant and far from us. Alakarav alecha hadava ma'id. It's very, very close to us. So close that you don't have to move to get there. All we have to do is create a tiny shift in our minds. And we've done it. When we are still sitting in the same place, it doesn't look as if we've changed very much. I'm still drinking a cup of tea, or I'm still cleaning the same counter, I'm making the same knedlach or the same chicken. It looks like it was all the same as yesterday, but it's not the same. When I do it with a thought of Hashem in my mind, I change everything from the beginning till the end. In fact, the wife of Rav Levi Yitzhak Miberdichev used to say that the thoughts and the feelings of the woman as she cooks the food, her Yerushalayim, her Avas Hashem, whatever she's feeling, goes into the food and affects those who eat it. So even if I'm making the same knedlach and it looks like the same chicken, but in actual fact, it's totally different. When I think of Hashem when I'm doing it, or whether I'm just thinking, ah, they'll never eat it, it makes a huge difference. So we're going through what is arguably the busiest month of the year. And most of us have probably made the kitchen if not our home, at least our second home. We're in and out of the kitchen, we're making food, and there's so much food to make, Baruch Hashem. So much holy food to make. Holy food we're going to be eating Erev Yom Kippur. Holy foods we're going to be eating in the holy sukkah. So many halig foods that we're all going to be preparing and eating. And the thoughts that can go into that preparation can make all the difference. Though, if we're engaged in thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, as we go about making those foods, it's going to be a different experience for us and a different experience for everybody who's going to eat those foods. So what kind of thoughts can we have as we make our foods? Hashem, help that this should be tasty. Hashem, can Hashem help that those that eat these foods should turn towards Him with love. In fact, I remember being very inspired by an interview that Sarya Chevid Rigler wrote with a tzedekus in our time, Henny Machlis, Alea Shalom. And she said in that interview that she davened while she was making the food. She had hundreds of guests every Shabbos. She davened when she made the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make the food come out tasty, and that whoever ate the food would think of Hashem and would love the Torah and would do tshuva, and that they would be in touch with themselves and in touch with the world and in touch with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is how she would daven. And she said they would say Tehillim when they would make food. This is what Henny Machlis was putting into her food. It's no wonder that people came back over and over again to just dwell in her presence and enjoy the purity and the Ahavas Yisrael and the Ahavas Hashem that was exuded from her and her family and the chosh of her husband Yibadachan Toim. We can learn from such a woman how to invest our days with love and meaning. Rebbetzin Kanievska Leah Shalom. She would sing in the early years before her home was filled with petitioners and guests. She would sing as she was preparing Shabbos, in honor of the Holy Shabbos, in honor of the special guests we're having. She would sing to herself and hum and enjoy. Our homework today is that if we're making food, that we should put a tefillah to Hashem into the food, that we should think about the Kodesh Baruch Hu as we're making the food. Think that Hashem is making the food tasty, and think that Hashem is helping the people who eat the food to get all of the nutrition out of the food, and to also derive from the food spiritual nourishment, that Hashem is helping us to put that into the food as well. And when we spend time during our days thinking of Hashem and His goodness, thinking of how He loves us, thinking of how He is the one that makes the food tasty and He is the one that makes the food nutritious. When we do this, we are creating a wholesomeness within ourselves. We are uniting ourselves with Hashem through the chicken or through the canela or through the challah, through whatever it is that we're making. We are elevating ourselves. We're elevating the food. We're elevating everybody who's eating from that food. We're fulfilling the purpose for which we came into this world, of uniting our minds with the kaviyachah, with the mind of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that He shared with us through how He made Himself recognizable to us in this world. That when we unite with our thought of Hashem, that He is the one with me here, I'm turning everything around, I'm changing everything from the inside out. This is true microwave cooking. You can't tell on the outside that anything changed, but the inside is good cooked. And that's how we didn't do it. We cook from the inside first. We change the way that we think. We change the way that we feel. We turn it to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so, Be'ezras Hashem, whatever we're doing today, and also, if we're doing some cooking at all today, to ask Hashem, to think about Hashem, to have intentions for Hashem, and whatever we do during the day, to try and think that I'm uniting with Hashem, and that this uniting with Hashem in my mind is creating a wholesomeness within my mind. Again, that's what we're trying to focus on this week. Creating a purity and a wholesomeness within my mind. And then when we've tried down here to do that effort down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will finish the process on Yom Kippur and will will sprinkle upon us his pure waters, and he will purify us from all of the misdeeds that we were engaging in during the year. If we were using our minds for things that we would have been better off not doing, not thinking. This is how we can create the wholesomeness, the purity within our minds, by using them, by turning our thoughts towards Hashem through whatever it is that he can help us to be successful. So we'll end with some positive statements today. Hashem, I believe that I have the ability, that you've put the ability within me to think about you and to unite with you. That this is not beyond me. That I might be a simple Jewish woman, but that you've created the ability within the neshama of each and every Jewish woman to, yes, unite with you in my mind and to think about you. And that this is something simple that I can do and gain mitzvahs and gain merits for myself all day long, as much as I like. And that there's no limit to how much I can think about you and how much I can allow myself to try and understand in your goodness and in your ways. And then I can get to know you and I can get to copy your ways, Be'ezras Hashem. And I can get to become more like you. And through thinking about you, I believe that I am creating a wholesomeness within my mind. I believe that I can clear out my mind from any interferences, from any kinds of less than perfect thoughts that had entered my mind or even lodged there during the year. And that through allowing thoughts of you to enter into my mind through my day, no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm engaging in simple household tasks, I believe that through that I'm uniting with you and creating a wholesomeness within myself. Hashem, I believe that every single task that I involve myself in as a Jewish woman can be a holy task. Whether it's preparing food for Yidden to eat, it's a chesed, which is a holy thing to do. Whether it's cleaning and preparing my home for a yontif, it's a holy thing to do. Whether it's going out to work, and if there's any aspect of my work which is a kindness for other people, I believe that's a holy endeavor to do chesed. For you are holy, and you engage in chesed all day long. The entire creation is a chesed. So any of my chesedim, what are they compared to your chesedim? Clearly they're small, they're puny. But still there is holiness within them, even as small as they may be. I believe that I'm engaging in holy acts all day long, but that holiness is only coming from you. It's not chesed shalom, independent of you. But I believe that the holiness of my days is going to help me to unite further with you and to help me create a simcha that's going on within me, that I am zeicha, that I am so lucky to be able to live such a Jewish life. I believe that Be'ezras Hashem, over the next few days, you're going to help me to fill my mind with good thoughts, to fill my mind with unity with you, to connect with all Klal Yisrael, and to connect with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the extent that I can. And not to shy away from it, and not to think that this is too high for me, but I believe that it is within my reach to be able to, yes, think more about you during my days. And through thinking about you, to draw holiness into my mind, into my life, into my days, into my family, into the Aseres Yomei Tshuva. And Be'ezras Hashem, I believe that the little bit of effort that I'm putting in here during these days, just the opening, like the eye of a needle, is going to bring down from you, Be'ezras Hashem, an outpouring of purity when you sprinkle upon us the pure waters that you're going to be sprinkling upon us on the holy day of Yom Kippur. And that I and all Klal Yisrael, we will be receiving from you a purity, a wholesomeness, a holiness that will Be'ezras Hashem last us throughout the year.
We hope you enjoyed Chayil's Daily Drop of Strength. For more information, go to www.chayil.com. That is www.chayil.com. chaiyil.com.